Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Come on.
If you let it, he can.
Hallelujah to your name, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this day. For this is the day that you and me, we shall rejoice. Be glad in it. Come on, church. Let's enter in this morning thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in our lives. Amen. Because we trust in the one true God. Amen. Oh, God, we just want to thank you, God, for people that kept us. Amen. We come this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Believing to receive you to my family, Jesus Christ in heaven. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to just have your way right now in the life of your children right now. Move mighty and great, oh God, but you are mighty, God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. Glory in our right mind, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We come casting all our cares and fears down this day, oh God. Lord, we come to worship you, oh God, the only way that you have required, oh God, in truth and in spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, mighty right now, oh God. There are those that are sick in bed, oh God, that couldn't be on the line today. We pray their health and strength right now. This mighty, oh God, bringing healing to their bodies, oh God, the strength of their bones, to their minds, oh God, and understand it to their heart, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare right now the goodness of the Lord, our God, operating through and about our life. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we will not be denied, amen, for we are called out to the kingdom of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, amen. As your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you, amen, as you desire in spirit and in truth in the name of Jesus Christ. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, God, as you have sent your only begotten Son to save a dying world, amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Hallelujah, out of the love that you place in our heart for you, oh God. Lord, creating us a clean heart right now, Father God, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways, Father God. Let nothing be done that strife or vain calling, but in lowliness of mind, know that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man, the flesh, it shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come today to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as a deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. I was so thirsty with you for the living God, amen. I was so yearned, overwhelming desires, yea, even prior for the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out the living God for you, O God. And we thank you, O God, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. Lord, let this be our heart's cry and say, let that fire burn ever increasingly in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, uphold us with our free spirit. Let God be magnified. Amen. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, let hallelujah, Lord, let no murmuring or complaining, let body nor evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, fill us with your spirit. Yet send no mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our life, creating us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, Lord God. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads up. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us and will bring your worship, O God, in truth. Amen. Let our hands, hallelujah, be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life be a living sacrifice. Amen. A sweet savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the day, everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and our admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within our mind right now. Let the mind of Christ arise within us in all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now for our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give God our praise. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. And we come to give it to you this day and all the days of our life. Amen. There is no greater, hallelujah, no greater one than you, Lord. We decree and declare right now, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we walk in the light and we have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is put to us and is manifest in his glorious presence right now here in this service. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that hallelujah, we can commune with you. Hallelujah, that it is taking place right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name that we live, move, and have our being in you. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father God, bless right now, God. Touch every heart right now, God. Help us, oh God, to understand, oh God, hallelujah, the plans that you have for us, Father God. Help us to walk, oh God, in complete obedience to your will, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cast all our cares and burdens down this day. We leave it at your altar. We leave it right there, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pick up, hallelujah, the joy, hallelujah, the peace that you give, oh God, that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us with your precious spirit, amen. We ask you to fill us, oh God, with the fruits of your spirit, including love, joy, peace, amen, patience, amen, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and faithfulness, and self-control. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, anoint us with your holy oil right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we praise you, Father God, we give you, honor and glory, amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, in Heavenly Father, we ask you, according to Isaiah 22 and 22, to open the gates of heaven above us and and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you, oh God, that God's faith that we are forgiven and washed of, hallelujah, of our unrighteousness, hallelujah, and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, move mighty in this service on today, oh God. Let your word come forth, oh God. We come against every hindrance spirit right now, every spirit of division, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of frustration and procrastination, limitation. We come against every spirit of depression, oppression, worry, fear, doubt, pride, self-righteousness, self-hallelujah, self-delusion, self-pity, self-criticalness. Huh? We come against every spirit of gluttony, of mammon. We come against every fighting spirit, familiar spirit, spirits of sickness, disease, and poverty. Affliction, violence, and all your discomfort and pain right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and leave our bodies in a normal way. Amen. Oh, Father God, we ask you to release your war and angels to war against any spirit designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered this day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, as we pray this day, oh God, let us receive supernatural healing, supernatural favor, supernatural blessing, supernatural deliverance, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, cause your blessings, oh God, to hallelujah, run us down and take us over, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let that deal break through in the heavens of today, amen. Pour our blessings upon the life of your children that we both have open up to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, freely as you have given to us, oh God, oh Lord, help us to freely give to others in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We declare in the present every plot and agenda of Satan and his agents has been destroyed, that every net that the enemy has set up for us to be entangled in, that they be entangled in their ownness, amen. Oh Lord, cause confusion to capture the enemy right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. We saw us every, evil speaker. We bind the eyes of every evil watcher. Hallelujah, we deafen the ears of every evil, hallelujah, evil listener upon our life and our family members and loved ones. And we just want to say thank you, God, that it's you that has given us the power. And we declare in the presence that we have the power, that we have the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Everyone we ask you to give us and our family members and loved ones and all the room that are in service today. Divine healing in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, and emotions, and physical being, according to what your divine plan and and all of our lives. Amen. And we receive divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life right now. Our faith, we receive it and we walk in it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare in the crowd that we are testimony. We are living, walking testimony. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful morning, the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness. For we are the trees of righteousness, the planet of the Lord our God. Amen. That you may be glorified in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray, O God, with thanksgiving. Amen. That we receive our daily bread and our spiritual bellies are full. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us every person that we pray for today, or even in the future, according to John 16 and 23, the manifestation of every miracle, every healing that you have given us in the manifestation of divine healing, divine health in our bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say faith. We decree in the prayer right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of our faith, your miracle working power bringing healing to us and our family members. We decree in the prayer that miracles be at work right now, because we come believing with no doubt, oh God. So we ask in Jesus' name, those that have a problem, oh God, may have a problem with their unbelief, oh God, to help us all with our unbelief. Amen. So then we can receive great and mighty from you, God, right now, that there be no delays, oh God. Remove every delay and every stumbling block to our blessings and to our healing, amen, to our deliverance, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we throw us right now the full armor, oh God, covering us from our head to the shoulders of our feet, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare in the cloud of the blood of Jesus Christ and upon his name, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every time that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Amen. Lord, you shot out of here. My God, move mighty, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. As we have come today, oh God, to your holy mountain, let the blessings of Zion be upon our life, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. We thank you, Father God, that you've kept our children. Amen. Hallelujah, our husband and our wives and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, hallelujah, kept our friends and loved ones, our cousins near and far, aunts and uncles near and far, oh God. Those we have not seen, oh God, that you, oh God, hallelujah, our keeper, that you have kept them. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you for every breath that we take, Father God, every beat of our heart, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, if it had not been you on our side, where would we be? We decree and declare right now, devil, you cannot and will not, hallelujah, defeat us. Hallelujah, you're already defeated. Hallelujah. For Christ Jesus, Lord, because greater is he that's in us and he that's in the world. If you believe that today, hallelujah, say, I receive in the name of Jesus Christ, and it shall be so unto you. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We give it all over to you, Father God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail. We are on top and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. We are blessed and are going out and blessed and are coming in. Amen. We decree and declare that we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. For he bore all our sickness and diseases on the cross. Amen. Hallelujah, we don't fear any man, hallelujah, because God, hallelujah, is our protector, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We declare the crown of the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ on everyone here in service on today, and all who purpose their heart to be in service with us on today. On every home, every vehicle, and every form of transportation we may use as a driver or a passer or a passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, over our finances, over our marriages, over our relationships, and all that we have, over our bank accounts. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ in our protection. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We fill this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let it move on you. Let the Holy Spirit move on you this morning. Breaking every chain, every strong hold, every strong man, every strong. Let it be broken and destroyed right now by your faith today. Receive whatever you need here. Hallelujah, come. Hallelujah, come and receive. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the healing of today. Divine directions and instructions, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is the Lord our God. Know that he'll never lead you astray. Position yourself to receive what you need from God. Hallelujah. God is our provider. Amen. It's nothing that God cannot do. Amen. Will you trust him today? Hallelujah. Will you trust God to do the impossible for you and your family members? Amen. Will you trust God to divinely intervene and turn it all around for your good? Hallelujah. Do you know God to be able to do all that with acts and more? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God has a plan for you. He has a plan for all. Hallelujah. The believer and the unbeliever, there is a plan for all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we trust you. And we thank you, Father, for this opportunity one more time that you've kept your children, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. That we did not get a phone call through the night or we out in the morning, hallelujah, about a family member. And that was not a call about us. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Sunday service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited.
Yes, Marky.
Yes, Mama Maria. Hey, come on now. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, everyone, this morning to a Sunday service. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because God is good and he's more than worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
So we welcome everyone here to Sunday service this morning. You could have been anywhere, but we thank God, you know, that you're right here with us, you know, touching and agreeing in fellowship. The Bible says we shall not forsake the assembly of ourselves. So welcome, everyone, and thank y'all for welcoming us into your homes.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Welcome every single one that's from the East Coast. We know that we are, I think, 1 hour behind you in time. So you found it not robbery. Yeah, you found it not robbery, you know, to come to church. Amen. Everyone that's in Louisiana, welcome you as well. Everyone that's in Chicago, welcome you as well. There are believers everywhere that's coming to Sunday service. We thank God for you.
Welcome, you all. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Amen. Glory to God. I am Apostle Tawani Kamani.
And I'm Pastor Doris. Amen.
We like to welcome you. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday morning service, we would like to personally welcome you and pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, coming together in belief. You know, you want somebody to pray with you, believe it. You don't want somebody to just pray and just to say we pray. But we come believing in prayer that all that we pray for, God will do for you.
Yes.
Amen. So welcome. If you're tuned in to the on the website, the preacher and the pastor, and you want prayer, give us a call at 845-277-9213. We want to pray for you and with you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so excited. My husband and I'm excited every Sunday. I'm excited every day. I wake up in a place of gratefulness each and every day. Just thanking God when I open my eyes, whether it's to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, just thanking God each and every time I wake up. Each and every time I lay down and I wake up, and I may do that 3 or 4 times a night, but just thanking God, because knowing that God has kept me, hallelujah, in my right mind, knowing who he is and who I am in him, amen. So just being grateful. Again, welcome, 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 everyone. We love you. We thank God for you. Again, like my husband said, you could be anywhere else, but you decided to be here with us. So I pray that you receive all that you come for today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you receive it, amen, and that you are free and free indeed, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So at this time, we're going to have a song selection every Sunday morning, communion. So we're going to prepare for our communion. We have Brother Joel Washington, who's going to bless us with a song today. Amen. And we thank God for Brother Joel. Welcome, Brother Joel Washington. God bless you from New York, New York.
Oh, good morning. I'm so glad to. I'm just so glad to be with y'all again this week. And, you know, it's just such a blessing, you know, when you pray for something and God delivers it for you, it's a blessing. God never fails us. He won't fail us. Man might fail you, but God will never, ever fail us. And I'm just so glad to be with y'all. And I'm just so proud of what y'all are doing, with y'all ministering, you know. And I'm going to sing a few verses, a little song, you know, and try to hope everybody gets something out of the meaning.
Amen.
I know that Jesus, he will fix it for you. Oh, I know he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, just let him have his way. Jesus, he will fix it for you. I know that Jesus, he will fix it for you. Oh, I know he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, just let him have his way. Oh, Jesus, he will fix it for you. Whenever you have a problem, just fall down on your knees. And Lord, he'll never, never, never let you down. Oh, Jesus, he will fix it for you. He fixed it for my mother one day. Oh, I know he knows just what to do. Oh, whenever you pray, just let him have his way. Oh, Jesus, he will fix it for you. Oh, I know that Jesus, he'll fix it for you. Oh, I know he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, just let him have his way. Oh, Jesus, he will fix it for you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Brother Joe. Yeah, we thank you so much for blessing us with this song. It's a beautiful song. Jesus will fix it. He definitely will fix it. You know, I was definitely able to get something out of this song. So God bless you. May the Holy Spirit,
you
know, pour back into you all that left from you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have our communion, you all. So let's go ahead and take our communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 and 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can come to you this morning. We can come to you this morning, Father God, in this time of communion, Father God, realizing what you have already done for us, Father. We just want to say thank you, Father God, that you gave us your darling son, Jesus Christ, to be our personal Lord and Savior. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished works. Hallelujah. Your finished works. You defeated Satan right there on the cross. When you said it is finished. Hallelujah. Satan had to give up the keys to death and to the grave. So we thank you, Father God, that all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses, they have already been forgiven because of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gave your life for every single man, every single woman. Whether they believe or not, you still gave your life for us, Father God. We just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, that we can come to you every single day, every single moment of our lives, Father God, when things may not look like they're supposed to look. We thank you, Father God, that because of your broken body, hallelujah, we are healed, we are delivered, and we are set free. You have prospered us, Father God, in every single area of our lives. So we say that we are redeemed because of you, Christ Jesus. For you, your word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we say that we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the redeemed from every single curse, every single sickness, every single disease, every single infirmity in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for what you have already done for us. And we maintain our stance every single day, decreeing and declaring that we are the righteousness of God, clothed in his power and authority, to speak to every single mountain and say, be ye there removed and be cast into the sea. Hallelujah. And we take up the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Which is your word, Father God, and we stand on it. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that this bread, Father God, we take this piece of bread, which represents your broken body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For we do realize that your shed blood is our atonement. For your blood, this is what justifies us. This is what sanctifies us. This is what redeems us and washes away all of our sins and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses and all of our transgressions. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood, for it is our atonement. Hallelujah. So we take this cup. Hallelujah. Which represents your blood. Which means that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. And no tongue that rise up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Hallelujah. So we take this cup, Father God, in remembrance of you in faith. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory, and we all do say amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's time we have our song for making. We'll be back for the preach word. Stay with us here. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must pray. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I were an eagle, I would use my wings. Ooh, since I'm a believer, I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter.
Service this morning. So let each and every one of us, you know, let us get prepared to receive the message that comes from God. Hallelujah. Welcome the Holy Spirit into your homes, wherever you are right now. Welcome the Holy Spirit. You know, help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. She will be delivering the word this morning. We thank God for her. Hallelujah. So let each and every one of us, you know, let us come together. Let us pray. Let us pray together. You know, let us pray that the Holy Spirit moves through us so we can be able to receive this wonderful word that God has put into our mouth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Apostle. Amen.
Hallelujah. Welcome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you. I'm so excited again, as you know, to be here. I'm living a place of gratefulness, trusting God and believing God for everything. Amen. So, Father God, I just want to say thank you. Come on, church. Let's give God our praise and glory. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. For this opportunity one more time to come and to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let it sing yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and all that be able to receive. Amen. I decree and declare on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you, Lord, that thy kingdom come, that thy will be done right now in this service. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us in service on today. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, and it is so. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. I tell you, good people of God, because we have God on the inside, amen, and we are good, that God has really worked a miracle in my life. I just thank God for keeping me. I thank God for saving me and my husband and all that we are concerned about and love, and that includes you. Amen. Excuse me, you all. I'm excited. I'm going to try to slow down because I get really excited. When I get excited, I speed up. Hallelujah. So I'm going to try to keep the pace. Hallelujah. The word today is there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want you to understand, when you use the name Jesus, there is power and things begin to happen. Things begin to turn around in the name of Jesus. Not in my name, not in the name of the pastor, not in the name of the church, not in the name of the president, but in the name of Jesus, there is power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I asked God this morning, I woke up and said, Lord, what is the word today? He said, well, if you sit still, I'm going to give it to you. And he said, the word is, let them know there is power. The name of Jesus has not lost any power. There is still power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of y'all know that today? Excuse me, hallelujah. Lord, we're going to start off in the book of Acts. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 3, and Pastor, let me know if I'm moving too fast. I want to make sure that I don't move too fast or talk too fast. I have a tendency to talk fast, but I want to make sure that everyone gets what I'm saying. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1 through 16, and I'm coming out of the King James, the New King James Version. Amen. Pastor Manny, can you hear me? I want to make sure you all can hear me because I don't know. Sometimes I could be talking on the line and nobody is hearing me, and I've gone and gone and gone. So I hope you all can hear me. Okay, I can't hear anything. I hope you all can hear me.
Amen. We can hear you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we're coming out the New King James Version in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1 through 16. The Bible says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man laying from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to exhale for those who entered the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms, and seeking his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he leaping up, stood and walking into the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. The Bible says in verse 11, now as the lame man who was healed held onto Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murder to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, hallelujah, pay attention to verse 16. The Bible says, in his name perfect soundness in the presence of you all. As we see here, in the name of Jesus, this man was healed. The Bible says that from birth, hallelujah, he was lame from birth. This is not something that just happened to him. The Bible says in verse 2, a certain man lame from his birth, who was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. This man here was healed in the name of Jesus. And Peter said, it's not by what I've done. It's not by the power, hallelujah, that's in me. It's not by the power that I have by myself. It's the power in the name of Jesus. Because he didn't just say, pick up your bed and go. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. I want you to understand, church, today, there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning, I had a decree that fell over myself. I had pain in my body, and I was trying to take steroids and pain medicine. And today, I decided, I took the bottle of mirth, amen, and I took the oil, and I anointed myself, and I laid hands on myself, and I said, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, come out, pain, come out, discomfort. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a winner today. Mm-hmm. It had to go. I said, well, I'm sitting here today, amen, where I couldn't sit up straight because of the pain. But right now, I sit pain-free in the name of Jesus. I want you to understand there's power in the name of Jesus when they lock you up and charge you false. But we need to start to pray and trust God and decree in the name of Jesus Christ the gates of the prison don't have to come open and let you out. I want you to understand, even for your sons and daughters, when you pray in the name of Jesus, I want you to understand there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. I want you to understand this. Hallelujah. The lame man asked for money, but Peter gave him something much better. See, the use of his legs. Hallelujah. When we often ask God to solve a small problem, but he wants to give us a whole new life and help for all our problems, we ask God for help. He may say, I've got something even better for you. Ask God for what you want, but don't be surprised when he gives you what you really need. Amen. In the name of Jesus. See, in the name of Jesus Christ means by the authority of Jesus Christ. See, the apostles were doing this healing through the Holy Spirit's power and not their own. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. See, in his excitement, you all, when we look at verses 7 through 10, the foaming lame man began to jump and walk around. He also praised God, and then others were also awed by God's power. Don't forget to thank people, you all, who help you, but also remember to praise God for his care and protection, amen, because it's he that sent his son, amen, to save us, that we have the power, amen, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, that when we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, it shall be so, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Remember that it's power, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. It has not died out, amen. It's not just a little bit. It still has the same power today as it did in the day of the apostles, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, 19 through 11, you all, the Bible said, therefore God has highly exalted him in giving him the name which is above every name, that at the mention of his name, hallelujah, telling you that every knee should bow of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I want you to understand that it's power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, my God. I want you to understand, even at the Great Commission, in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 17 to 18, the Bible says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name, that they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover in the name of Jesus. It's only one name you can go in, amen, and be received from the Lord our God, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mm-hmm. You can't just go to the throne room of grace in your name or in your mother's name. Even if your father was broken and your people, you can only go in the name of Jesus and be received from the Lord from our heavenly Father, amen. My Lord, my God. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 10 and verse 17, it said, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. I want you to understand what the scripture is saying. It didn't say they just went. It said, demon, come out. Demon, go here. No, it said in the Bible, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the disciples had seen your ministers all throughout as they ministered in Jesus' name and with his authority. Hallelujah. They were elated by the victories that they had witnessed, and Jesus shared their enthusiasm. Amen. Because, hallelujah, there is the power of Christ in his name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 If you're just now getting in church right now, hallelujah, I want you to understand there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, which is one of my favorite scriptures, in John 16 and 23 and 24, and the Bible says, in that day, you will ask me nothing most assuredly. I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Asking, you will see that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. So here, understanding, hallelujah, when you ask in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the Father, hallelujah, our Heavenly Father, will answer only in the name of Jesus. Glory
Amen.
To God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You all in the book of John 14, and verse 14, the chapters of 14 and 16 in the book of John, we see what Jesus has invited and urged and commanded us to pray in his name, and has promised incredible results. Amen. Over and over again in scripture, we read, in my name, in Jesus' name, or in his name, the devils were powerless because of his name. The demons were cast out in his name. Amen. Healing occurred in his name. Salvation comes in his name. We are baptized in his name. We are justified in his name. Everything we do and say is done in his name. But it is praying in Jesus' name that I want to bring to the forefront today. Amen. Jesus has invited us and commanded us to pray in his name. Amen. And has promised incredible results. Amen. See, John 14, verse 13 and 14, and John 16 and 23 through 24 are some of the most powerful verses in all scripture related to prayer. In fact, when most of us pray, we conclude with the phrase, in the name of Jesus. But what does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus when we pray in Jesus' name? See, we are admitting the bankruptcy of our own name. When we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, when I pray in Jesus' name, I come boldly before God because of the power of his name. It would be like a bride coming from poverty, you are, to marry a wealthy husband. And at that point, the woman takes the name of her husband and all that entails with it. She knows longer acts in her own name, but in his name. Amen. We identify with the person Jesus. This is another reason, you all. Jesus has literally given us his name. When we use the name, amen, when I use the name, or when you use the name, we are confessing that he is ours, and that we are his. Amen.
Uh-huh.
It's like going
Amen.
To the bank of heaven and knowing that I have nothing deposited into the account. If I go in my name, I will get absolutely nothing. But Jesus Christ has unlimited funds in heaven's bank, and he has granted me the privilege of going to the bank with his name on my checks. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, church, there is power in the name of Jesus, and it has not lost any strength. Amen. See, we pray in his authority. See, to pray in his name is to ask by his authority. And to ask by his authority is to act in accordance to his will as revealed in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we submit to his will. When we pray, you all, we submit to his will. Jesus' authority rested with his submission to the Father. So our authority rests with our submission to him. To ask in his name is to act according to his nature, and his nature is one of submission. See, this, my way, is why prayer that asks for things contrary to the word of God will never be answered. See, when we pray, you all, we are representing, in the name of Jesus, we are representing him and his interests here on earth. Amen. Jesus has given every believer unlimited and general power as an attorney general in matters and with the right to use his name in every situation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We pray, you all, expecting things to happen. Amen. When we pray in Jesus' name, we may expect an answer in accord with the value of his name. So we can pray with great and excited expectation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know today there is power in the name of Jesus. For it's this power. There's power in the name of Jesus. Many of us have forgotten. We just say it, just to say it in the name of Jesus. But you got to understand the power that comes in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's peace in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation or even right now, if you would just decree and declare over your life today in the name of Jesus Christ, and it is so and it shall be no other way. Amen. I don't have a long message for you today, but I just wanted to come to remind you today, in case you forgot, there is power in the name of Jesus. The book of Acts chapter 2 and 21 says, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. The Bible says in Acts 3 and 6, then Peter said, silver and gold, I do not have. But what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk up. I want you to understand today, wherever you are today, you can decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ by faith and receive that you're asking. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, I pray that God help all today to come to understand and know the power that's in the name of Jesus. If the Bible says it shall be in the name of Jesus, if you understand the scripture in Philippians 2, 9 through 11, when the Bible said, therefore God also had highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, you got to understand that there is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all can hear me today. I can't hear nobody, but I thank God.
Hallelujah.
I can hear nobody in the line. I think it's my set I have on, but we thank God today. And just wanted everyone to understand, no matter what you're going through or where you're at right now or whatever situation that's facing you and that you are facing, understand, if you're just decree and declare, open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus, and it shall be so, amen, mm-hmm. according to his will for your life. Mm-hmm. But first of all, you've got to believe, hallelujah, in the one that God sent to save you, amen. You got to, the Bible tells us that we have to believe so that we can receive the power that's in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I just want to pray right now. I'm going to close up. Like I said, it's not a long message, but definitely a message that we can understand and know the power that's in the name of Jesus in your situation, that you understand and know mm-hmm. that you have the power in the name of Jesus to lay your hands on yourself, to lay your hands on your loved ones, to anoint them and pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that there is power in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will not be denied, that you cannot be denied if you come, hallelujah, as Jesus has said for us to come in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'll say this again,
Lord.
In the book of Mark 16, verse 17 through 18, he says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Understanding this, we have to believe in the one that God sent so that we can receive the power and use in his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank mm-hmm. you. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for every word that went forward right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that we may receive the power, God, hallelujah, to do all things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that we will speak with new tongues, amen, and that we will take up serpents, and if we drink anything deadly, it will be no, by no means to hurt us, amen, that we will lay hands on the sick and they will recover, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we can be in the power right now, according to John 16, 23 and 24, and hallelujah, it says, and in that day, that we will ask, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and whatever we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will supply, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, until now, we have asked nothing in his name, but we come asking on today in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may have joy in the fulfillment of joy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the name of Jesus Christ that we are healed and that our family members are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that we do that in the name of Jesus. We speak of the glory and the power of the name of Jesus Christ to come against every plot and agenda of Satan and his agents right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that we decree in the blood that demons are cast out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So that my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, that we have salvation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're baptized in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're washed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and cleansed, and hallelujah, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every need is met. We decree in the class today, amen, that there's no lack, oh God, in our life of your goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you that you have not dealt with us, oh God, according to our sin. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that we speak with new tongues. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that there's a breakthrough in the heaven of today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my God, we thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're blessed in our going out and coming in. Amen. We decree and declare, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us and protects us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that it is so. Hallelujah. And it shall be no other way. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are God in Christ and Christ abides in us. Amen. That great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That we're loved and covered in Christ Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
name,
you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
God bless everyone today. I hope you all were able to receive the word on today. Just thanking God and understanding there's power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it has not lost any power. Hallelujah. It's the same power that the disciples, that the apostles received when Jesus was ascended into heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, that they run about. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Healing the sick. Amen. Casting out people. I want you to know today.
Hallelujah.
We have that power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
God bless you all. God keep you. Will there be one today? The doors of the
church
are open.
Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one that's seeking today. Today. To be saved. Do we realize that we have this opportunity to come to Christ? We have this opportunity to come to God. There might be one today. Will you press one today? This is the most important thing that you can do as mankind. As mankind, this is the most important thing that you can ever do is give your life over to Christ. Hallelujah. And that's being saved. Hallelujah. Will you come today? If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before in your life, you know that you have not never prayed the prayer of salvation. Well, this is an altar call. This is an altar call. Hallelujah. God has already given himself for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. He have already, he's calling us. He's calling us back to himself. Will you come today? There might be one. Will you press one? Hallelujah. See, there's a place prepared for you in heaven. Hallelujah. Those who are saved, there's a place prepared for you. You'll be the only ones that allow access into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. There may be one. Don't we realize that even Satan himself desperately wants to be in heaven and cannot be? But you have that opportunity to. Scripture says that. He says that he's going north. Hallelujah. Trying to get to heaven, but he's been cast out. Amen. But you have the opportunity. Now, demons are trying to get into heaven and cannot, but you can. Why won't you come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There may be one. There may be one that has already prayed the prayer of salvation. But you're living just like the rest of us. You're living here in the land of the living, and things happen in the land of the living.
Jesus.
Maybe you have forgotten. Hallelujah. Maybe they have slipped that you have in the name of Jesus. Maybe you have went astray. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Maybe you have turned on your brother. Maybe you have turned on your sister. Maybe you have became weary because it have gotten hard or whatever the case may be. Hallelujah. Mother turned against daughter and sons against fathers and parents against children and neighbors against neighbors. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. We have a Savior. We have a Savior named Jesus Christ. Will you bring it all over to Christ? Something that you may be carrying that's too heavy for you, will you bring it all over to Christ?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to pray with you. We would love to pray for you. We don't know what the situation is. God knows about every single thing that is concerning you. But see, it's for us to come to God in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you come today? Will you press one today?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let's power in agreement. Will you come today? There may be one. Maybe you even have a family member or a friend, a neighbor, or someone that's in a place to where there's something that's it's too much for them to bear. We'll bring it to bring it in prayer. Bring it in prayer. But the Bible tells us that the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak. Hallelujah. So those of us who are strong, hallelujah, will you press one today? Will you come today? Will you pray for your brother, your sister? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. There may be even one that's looking for a church home. My Lord, my God.
Yes,
now this is not anything to play with. Hallelujah. This ain't anything to play with. See, if you don't have a place where you can worship, you don't have a place where you can fellowship, you don't have a place where you can grow. Hallelujah. Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to be your shepherds. Hallelujah. We would love to be your shepherd. So we're just gonna love on you and love on you. And love on you. See, that's all that we have to give to you here. Just love on you and love on you. It does not matter where you are. See, there's no time and no distance in spirit. See, we are all one in the body of Christ. Will you come today? Will you press one? Will you press one? My Lord, my God. I do have one prayer. I have a prayer request. See, in order for me to get up here and say, you know, will you come? See, I will come. I step forward and I will come. I would like for us to pray for my mother. My mother, she is recovering. She had surgery just yesterday. So she is in the hospital and she is recovering. So I would like for us to pray for her, you know, a speedy recovery. Speedy recovery.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, that every single time that we come to you, Father, in prayer, we thank you that, Father God, that it is already done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, that you sit on the throne. Hallelujah. Making intercessions for us already in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that you care about every single one of our needs, every single thing that we care about, Father God. You care about it. So we thank you, Father God, that you have already healed my mother. You have already healed Kathy Hudson right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We speak to every single artery, every single vein, every single tissue, every single blood cell, and we say by faith that you are healed,
Lord.
You are delivered, and you are set free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of our testimony. And it is so. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And we all do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
I thank every single one that are coming to agreement in prayer, you know, for my mother, you know, for our sister in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Everyone, thank you all again for being in service today. We're going to have our tithes and offering. If you have Cash App, you send us to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, the number to send it to Zelle, you can give us a call. We'll give you that information for Zelle. If you have Zelle, to send over your tithes and offering, your seed of offering. And to our church line, you can call 484-740-5075. Again, the number is 484-740-5075. That is the church number. If you don't have Cash App or Zelle, to give us a call, and we'll give you another way of sending over your tithes or seed offering. Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Let us pray over our tithes and offering. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these our offerings to you and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father, and we ask that you would use us in all we have as you will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise God
to
the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Our announcements are as here at the Gospel Public Ministry. Today is July 18, 2021. Monday at 9 p.m., we have our intercessory prayer at 732-434-2510. On Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time is our Bible study. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time is the shout, a time for praise and worship, prayer, testimony, and the Word of God. Saturdays at 12 noon Central Standard Time is our lead teachings. We just wrapped up with God's Will, Knowing God's Will. This coming Saturday, we will dive into how we got the Bible. So we'll be learning that in our lead lessons on Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time.
Amen.
And Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time are Sunday services. Amen. Sunday worship services.
Amen.
I think that's all we have for this month of July. Bless everyone. Anyone that's celebrating the anniversary, with an anniversary or birthday, happy birthday and happy anniversary to all. May God continue to bless you, keep you, and strengthen you. Amen.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank God for everyone here in service. It's been a pleasure and honor to fellowship with you all here today. And my husband, we thank you. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we release the pastor's blessing. One more time, thank you all. Thank you all. The sermon today was right to the point. Amen. And thank God for the word that went forward, knowing if we forgot or came out of that place and said, you know, oh, Lord, you know, more with complaining than just declaring in the name of Jesus Christ and receiving it, believing first, and then praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just thank God. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty.
Yes.
We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. You know, what a wonderful message that was preached today. You know, we definitely have to remember that we have power in the name of Jesus. So I received that. I received that, Apostle. We thank you so much. We thank God for you. You know, may God bless you and pour into you all that left from you this morning. You know, definitely in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody who say amen, amen, and amen again. God bless every single one of you, every single one. You know, make sure you know that today is Sunday. This is the day of rest. You know, this is Sunday is the day where we worship God. You know, don't leave from this place and then just go back to being how you used to be, doing things that you used to do, saying things you used to say. Let's stay in that place where we're receiving from God, where we receive from the Holy Spirit. There are going to be so many distractions to take the word away from you because it's been preached. Well, let's just remember that God is here and he's speaking to us. Hallelujah. And he's waiting for us, you know, to come and fellowship with him. God bless you. May God keep you. We love you here. God loves you more. Remember that Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord. You have yourself a blessed morning from 2 p.m. Amen. Service. Every single one that's able to, you know, we will be there. You know, there will be a word that will be preached for every single one that's position themselves to receive. Amen.
All I want to see is look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say what.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
yeah.
Don't you
know?
get there.